been a little while since I've done one of these audio tape type things. So I thought, you know what? Let me just talk for a change. Let's talk about like sabotaging, why our brain loves to sabotage our, you know, our creative pursuits. Doesn't matter what you do, paint, draw, music, art, whatever, like anything creative. And like the biggest thing that kills like artists in general, like other than poverty, is perfectionism. But here's how it works, because our brain is lovely. And when I say lovely, I mean that very sarcastically, because our brain splits everything into two camps. It's either perfect or it's garbage. It's either a success or a failure, masterpiece or trash fire. And generally speaking, there's no middle ground. There's no gray area. It's just a weird black and white thinking. Generally, that just paralyzes us faster than, like, you know, deer in a headlights type of scenario. But then off the back of that, you've got the maximizer curse, which is something I don't think anybody's really spoken about. But it's basically... And I've done it, you've probably done it, it's where you either need like the best of everything, you know, the best pen, the perfect notebook, the ideal writing space, or, you know, it has to be the best time of the day. Meanwhile, on the opposite side, you have the satisfiers who essentially just grab like a napkin and start drawing, you know, just think like Picasso. But yeah, guess who actually finishes the things? It's not the maximizers. So yeah, I know I want my work to matter. I want it to be good. I mean, great. You know, that's what you're aiming for. But your perfectionist brain just doesn't tell you these things. And this is where people get stuck. Every artist that we admire, any creative, they all put out garbage first. So, for example, Hemingway, his first drafts, they were absolutely terrible. I mean, he even wrote about how terrible they were. Picasso, you know, his early work, wonky as hell, terrible. And even, like, you know, favorite musicians, some of their demo tapes, mixtapes, whatever, they were honestly unlistenable. But look at them now, they just persevered. So yeah, when you keep going, you better just choose like progress over perfection. But then you've also got like that all or nothing thinking. And that's also one of the bits that like really screws with us. You know, you never start because the conditions aren't perfect, or you might never finish because it's not good enough yet, or you never share it because, hey, someone might judge it. And that's the big thing, you know, fear of what people are judging. And then also you never improve because, you know, you need feedback. You need constant feedback to grow. And I think, in my opinion, that is the worst thing, especially any form of creativity. Just do it, you know, do the thing. You end up getting stuck in what feels like it's like a death spiral. Our good old maximizer brain tends to love it because it keeps you safe. And hey, can't fail if you never try, right? So yeah, it's wrong. So not creating is failing. That's what I find. You know, sitting on your ass waiting for the muse to arrive with the perfect idea at the perfect moment, that's not really being an artist now, is it? That's just being like, you know, similar to like a waiter. You're just, you know, taking orders, but it just never arrives. And then you've also got the satisfiers again. Oh, well, they've figured it out. You know, the people that just do the things, the ones that are like ignorant to how everything works. They just go out and do the thing. It just needs to be 70% good and done. You know, done beats 100% perfect every single time. So I always look back and think, you know, the job as a creative isn't to, you know, make perfect art. It's just to make art, and that's it, full stop, end of story. You don't have to like agonize yourself to death about it, because otherwise, you know, you'll get to that point again where you're just sitting, not sharing anything. And plus, I mean, bad art teaches you what doesn't work. You know, mediocre art teaches you what almost works, and good art happens by accident while you're making the bad stuff. And again, this just applies to pretty much every avenue in life. So yeah, I mean, let me know what you think anyways, but yeah, I mean, it's just one of these like weird battles that we get stuck with. But also, none of it happens if you're stuck in a maximizer mode, you know, searching for like the perfect and then just insert whatever excuse. So all I'd probably just suggest, probably look at it as some form of homework, you know, just make something terrible today, you know, do it on purpose, use the wrong tools, work at the wrong time, create in the wrong mood, and then just do it again tomorrow and like the day after. Honestly, just do it. I mean, the guys that have come before us, you know, they've learned to tell their perfectionist brains to like shut up and let them work. And our good old fashioned all or nothing thinking is a dirty liar. So yeah, there's a massive middle ground where all the actual living happens, where art gets made, where stories get told, where songs get sung. I mean, I'm a great singer if you like off key. So and yeah, generally speaking, when paintings get colors wrong or they're not 100%, you know, correct, things look good. It's the same with writing. I mean, like the emails that I send out every day, they probably have typos. I don't really, you know, look for them. So yeah, there's like this weird middle ground, and I think that's where we belong. So Yeah, remember, just like make stuff. It doesn't have to be good. It just has to exist. And at the end of the day, you know, every day that you can wake up and do cool things and make stuff kind of just, you know, helps. But I think that is it for my mini little podcast. So, yeah, I'll chat to you guys soon.